So, how many children and stepchildren have you got?
I've got one child of my own. It's a girl. She's 3 years old at the moment. She'll be four in November. And I've also got three stepchildren. The ages are 11, 9 and 6.
Okay.
My daughter's the youngest out of them. The 11-year-old is the eldest. The 8-year-old, she's a girl. She's a girl. The 6-year-old is a boy.
Is the 11-year-old a boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he at high school yet?
He starts high school in September.
Excellent.
He's really looking forward to it.
And do they all live together with your partner?
Yeah. They all live together with my ex-partner, and they all get on very well, apart from when they have their little arguments between each other.
And were you living with them before you came to prison?
Yeah, I was living with my partner in 2013, and I was living with her up until the end of 2015, and then we split up, and then I relocated to Norwich.
And were you here when your daughter was born?
Yeah, I was actually in prison when my daughter was born, and it's quite funny really, because I was on a recall at the point, and I was under the influence that basically I thought I would be on a 28-day recall, and unfortunately I wasn't, and she was born on that 28th day, and also the regime in the prison at the time was it was a 6:15 lockup, and she was born at 6:15.
Right. So, did you see her when she was tiny?
Yeah, I saw on a visit. My ex-partner brought her up on a visit when it was possible for her to when she got out of hospital, when she was able to come. My daughter was six weeks premature, and she was really tiny. I think she weighed 4 pounds 7 ounces or 11 ounces.
Mm. 6 weeks is early. Right, so who's caring for your children now?
My ex-partner is caring for all four children. She's struggling a bit. She suffers from agoraphobia, so she can't leave the house, and she struggles with anxiety as well. She can't go to key stages in the children's lives, like going to reading camps at school and picking them up from school, but hopefully in the very near future she will be able to overcome her anxiety and get on.
So what is your relationship with her? You're not, you call her your ex.
Yeah, we're not together, she's just my ex-partner. We're still very good friends, I still see all four children.
So you're in contact with your children now, do they visit?
Not at the moment. They don't visit at the moment because my ex-partner's mum, she's a carer for her sister. She's been a few times beforehand, but she can't come at the moment because she's caring for her sister. But I'm being released in a few weeks anyway. So the children, they know where I am, and they're understanding as well.
So it's actually their granny who's been bringing them to see you because of your partner's.
Yeah, their grandmother's been bringing them because my ex-partner's ill. I've only seen two of them. I've only seen the eldest and my actual daughter on visits, because the other two are a bit problematic for nanny to bring them. So.
Right, so what do you hope for your children in the future?
Just for a steady and good life, to be honest. Just want them to do good, and to expect that our pointers aren't so much to them. Do not under any circumstances follow in my footsteps. That would be the wrong path to go down. I just want them to live a steady life. have a job, have a family, and be law-abiding citizens, really.
So have you got a magic way of helping them not to follow your example?
I don't have a magic way, but I just told them, basically, as they get older, I just let them know what I've been through, being in the criminal justice system, and I try to deter them away from that life.
So, how can you, as their dad, help them to grow up happy and secure?
I think the best way I can help them would be to obviously be a big part of their life, and to help them as much as I can, like, i.e. helping them with homework, like attending parents' evenings and taking an interest in their education and also in their personal life.
Yep. And you're confident you can do that?
Yeah, I'm very confident I can do that. I've been doing it whilst I've been in the community, so I just need to carry on doing what I've done so far, and to try not to mess up, so to speak.
Do you like being a dad?
Yeah, I love being a dad. It gives you that sense of responsibility for another life, as well as that. It's just, it's different. It's having that love for someone and having them love you back as well. It's unexplainable, really.
Unconditional.
Yeah.
So what do you fear most for your children in future?
What I fear the most, again, I'll touch on it again, is following my footsteps, and I also fear of, as they say, the big bad world. You get many, say, people out there that do wrong stuff. I always tell them, never talk to strangers, never talk to anyone that you've never met yourself, or that me or their mother has never introduced them to, because there are people out there that are bad, so to speak, and there are people out there who take children away, and you hear it every day on the news. There's been lots of children like that, like Mandy McCann and Sarah Payne, stuff like that. So I try to do my best for the children.
So what do you worry most about for you and your family? Is it the dangers of the world? Is it that you won't be around to support them?
What I worry about the most is not being there to support them and to show them a good way of life.
And finally, thinking about the fact that you've had this time of separation away from them, let's go through people that it has affected. So how has you being away from your family in prison affected your children?
It's affected them because I'm not there to support them. I'm not around, and as well as my partner having an anxiety and agoraphobia and stuff, I'm missing out key points in their life and key stages in their life. I'm missing out on key stages in life, and they're also missing out as well, because I'm not, my stepson, the eldest, he had an award ceremony because he plays football.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loves playing football, and he plays for a local team, Great Yarmouth, and he had an award ceremony, and because of me being here, I couldn't attend, and he really wanted me to attend. So that's had a kind of little negative effect on him and on me as well, because I would love to have been there. I'm very keen on football myself. I love playing football. I love watching it. I used to take football training. I was the one that got him into the team and stuff. Since I've been here as well, obviously my partner suffered a lot. Again, as I said, with her agoraphobia and her anxiety problems. And she's kind of lost her self-confidence, and she doesn't really feel confident in everyday life and being able to kind of beat her anxiety problems.
So that's really answering the second bit, which is how you being in prison has affected your partner. Is she actually able to work, or has
no? She's not able to work. She's currently on benefits at the moment. When she was younger, she had so much aspirations, dreams and hopes as well, to get into hairdressing and the makeup and stuff. But because of the illness that she's got, she can't work at the moment. Me being in prison, I feel that I can't really support them.
I was going on to that, because how has it affected you as a person?
It's kind of, at times, it makes me feel like a failure. I feel that I've failed my children, and I also feel like I've failed myself as a parent, as a father. But I speak to family members and close friends, and they say to me, like, don't feel like that. You've just made a mistake in your life. You just had a blip, and it's not the end of the world, to be honest. I try not to live for tomorrow. I try to live in the here and now. I live for today. Looking forward, I do make plans for the future, and my plans are to be there for the children and to be a positive role model in their life.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.